Good morning, everyone. Welcome. I missed being with you last Sunday. I had some time with the family, some relaxation, downtime. But I don't know how much relaxation and downtime I got, but hey, I was there and we were enjoying it. But I'm back with you this morning. Everything is on the website, BethanyChurchOfGod.org. All of your viewing pleasure. The bulletin posted there, all of the services. We have been doing Wednesday night at my home. I shared a little bit with you from a book by Bob Moss. We're going to look at 1 Thessalonians this week. I mentioned that. So if you're able to join in with us, I played a little music. And probably about a half hour long, but I enjoyed the time of reflection with you. We're going to look a little bit about what's it mean to live a life worthy of the calling. So that's coming up. Today I'm going to share with you from 1 Peter chapter 1. We're going to look at what Peter is calling the living hope. And we're going to talk about the persistence of the test, our priorities and persistence, and a little bit of information. We're all going through some things, so I'd like to share that with you. Keep in mind our prayer request. We want to keep Suzanne in our prayers as the diagnosis and the things that she has upcoming. We want to keep Charlotte in our prayers, Louie, Deborah, who is away, Gary, who has not been feeling well but been with us, and a multitude of needs that we have in our church. So we want to keep those in our prayers. My brother and Pastor Salim in Kenya, we want to keep their church in our prayers. Our sister churches around the area, and a lot of things going on. Today is a celebration with Karen Odakra at Lighthouse Community Church. We're going to go over there this afternoon as Karen is heading her way to a ministry's position in Western PA, and we'll miss her, but we'll celebrate there. Just a lot of needs, a lot of concerns, and a lot of prayer requests. So those will be coming up. Other than that, I'd like to celebrate with you a song in opening, and then we'll go into a word of prayer.
Let everything
as we have gathered in this place and gathered in your name, this is our God. This is what He does. You are a God of God. And Father, you've heard and seen the mountains, and they've crumbled. You've seen the wall, and it's been destroyed. Father, you've heard our prayer, every prayer that we pray. God, you know exactly what we need. And Father, you are our God. Yahweh, King Jesus, whatever name we ascribe, Father, you are our God. And we are grateful that we are in your house, able to worship you, God, and able to give you the praise, the honor, and glory. Father, just inhabit this time that we have. Inhabit the words, the time of sharing, and bless, God, all the things that we celebrate. And we'll give you the thanks and the praise and the glory forever and ever. In your holy name I ask it. Amen. I celebrate with you 1 Peter chapter 1, beginning at verse 3. Peter says, "Praise be to the God and Father of our Lord Jesus Christ. In His great mercy, He has given us a new birth into a living hope through the resurrection of Jesus Christ from the dead, and into an inheritance that can never perish, spoil, or fade. This inheritance is kept in heaven for you. You, through faith, are shielded by God's power until the coming of the salvation that is ready to be revealed in the last time. In all this, you greatly rejoice, though now for a little while you may have had to suffer grief in all kinds of trials. These have come so that the proven genuineness of your faith, or greater worth than gold, which perishes, even though refined by fire, may result in praise, glory, and honor when Jesus Christ is revealed." He said, "Though you have not seen Him, you love Him. And even though you do not see Him now, you believe in Him and are filled with inexpressible and glorious joy, for you are receiving the end result of your faith and the salvation of your souls." May God add a blessing to the reading of His Word. Well, we're going to go into a time of prayer, and I beseech you to continue to pray for the needs of the church. There are some that are going through trials, tribulations, and some real difficulties right now, and we ask that we just seek the Lord and entertain God for His answers to prayer. Before we do that, we're going to celebrate a song and then pray. Father, as we pause in this time we have this morning, God, we are mindful of You being Lord of all. And God, around us, there is chaos and violence. And Father, we hear of the news of the potential assassination yesterday. We hear of lives that have been lost as a result of it. God, a tragedy strikes. We pray that as a country and a community, we will come together. Father, we pray for those that have perpetrated the violence. We pray for those that might have been injured and killed as a result of it. Father, we pray for families that were out doing what they love to do, and Father, they're celebrating or gathering together or listening to a potential candidate, and yet tragedy befalls. Father, I don't portray to make sense of it, and I don't get into the political realm, but God, I pray for Your hand of mercy this morning. Father, I pray for a constant hand of mercy. Not only have we seen it here, but all across, Father, there is violence. There is block parties that turn tragic. There are families that are mourning. And even in our own city, God, a mom and her daughter have died tragically as a fire. So we hear of it every day, Father, of lives being lost. And yet, we owe our life to You. And yet there are so many, God, who will not turn, who will not give their life to You, who will not bow, who will not understand the power of Your love. And I pray, God, for this world and this country. And I pray, God, that there'll be a time of reconciliation, a time of restoration, a time of coming together, and a time of peace. Father, we hear of wars, and we hear of all kinds of violence, and we hear of all kinds of sickness and death. And Father, even in this body we call the church, God, there is a multitude of needs. And Father, I pray for Your anointing this morning. Father, even as Suzanne must have received, and Father, and I don't speak to know how she is feeling, but it must have been like a gut punch to hear the news that the tumor is back. Father, I pray that You would anoint her this morning. Father, that You would put Your hand of healing on her. You have led her this far, God, and I know that You will not leave her. I pray that You will give the doctors wisdom, the laser, the radiation, whatever it is, the direction to hit the right spot. But I pray that You'll be with them and You'll comfort her, Father, that You'll bring peace where there seems to be chaos. And I pray that You'll calm her mind, ease her heart, and be near to her and Louie. And I pray for Charlotte, God, as she is home, at home, worshiping from there, God, that You'll continue to bless her home. I pray for Deborah, who is away and visiting family, that God, You'll bring reconciliation and bring a time of healing and peace to her. I continue to pray for Gary as he prepares for surgery, God, that You'll keep him well. I pray for our church, the body of Christ. I pray for Bethany, Father, and for the multitude of needs that we have. I'm thankful yesterday that there's a good report that Lee is doing fine and that there were some concerns. But God, I pray for this body. As it ages, God, there is a multitude of needs. And I continue to pray that You'll meet the needs of the church. I pray for Karen, God, as she prepares to embark on a new journey. God, that there's excitement, there's anticipation, but I'm sure there is a hesitancy. God, calm her nerves and give her wisdom and grace as she heads to Western PA. I pray for the Church of God in Michigan. Father, I pray for Mark and Brent and Tom and our sister churches. And I pray for the churches in Sterling Heights. I pray for the church in Tangoma. I pray for the church in Bungoma, Kenya. I pray, God, that Your Spirit will be poured out on the body of Christ. Father, we are going to experience all kinds of things. And God, I pray that You will bless those needs and touch the body in a mighty way. Father, and I'll thank You and praise You for this word this morning. I'll thank You for healing. I'll thank You for Your anointing. And I'll thank You for Your leading. So bless us today, Father, as we break the bread of life. We give You thanks and praise. In Your holy name I ask it. Amen. Amen. John, my ears are kind of a little bit this morning. Could you give me just on my monitor a little bit more, sir, so that I can hear myself? Thank you, sir. I don't know if I'm trying to get over a cold, but I apologize because this morning I bring to you a word. Peter is emphasizing the needs of the church. We need to be persistent in this time. Peter is reminding us, even though that we are going through all kinds of things and we are going to be tested and through different kinds of trials and tribulations, and Peter reminds the church that these have come to prove your genuineness of your faith, a faith which is greater than a worth of gold and will perish even though things will come to pass. And Peter says, refined by fire will result in the praise and honor and glory of Christ. Paul even reminds us in Philippians that God will meet all of our needs according to His riches in Jesus Christ. And with every promise, there is this provision that says we must be persistent today. We cannot just be one and done. We must keep our hands. And I thought of the woman with the issue of blood who pushed her way through the crowd. I thought of the one who stood by the gate that called out to him and they tried to shush him. And they tried to quiet and silence that call. And yet we must be persistent that God knows every day, even though He knows what we need and God has heard our prayers, there must be this commitment in my life that I'm going to be persistent in my faith. I'm going to be persistent in my commitment to God. I'm going to be persistent that I'm going to beckon the halls of heaven, that I'm going to continue to offer up the prayer. I'm going to continue to beseech the Lord. I'm going to continue to offer up a sacrifice of praise. That as we have gathered, no matter what will stop me from offering up the act of praise and the act of worship and the act of consideration, I must be persistent. Don't let the things around us, don't let the opportunities around us cause us to pause. Because in the moment of pause, the enemy will creep in. There's going to be doubt and frustration. And we are told that we must be persistent. There is something to that. Excuse me. The microphone there this morning. But there has to be this commitment from Christians. We must, in a postmodern world that we're living in, we're past beyond what used to be. We're now in a time of where there is chaos, there's social media, there's opportunities that continue to involve us and pull us away from the love of God. And we are told that nothing can separate us from that love, but we must be persistent in that opportunity. We must be consistent and persistent in our faith. Doesn't matter. Weak, strong, we must continue to beckon the halt. And then there must be a priority. What is important in our life? Peter is trying to remind us that we're going to go through all kinds of things, that God has given us His mercy and a new birth and a living hope through the resurrection of Jesus Christ. Peter knew that. He was there. He understood it and he saw Him rise. And he said, hey, God has given us a new opportunity, a new birth, a new living way, a resurrection through the one who has given His life. He knew of that, and he was assured as to what God was going to do. And he said, now we're going to go through some things. And he said, I've seen it, I've experienced it, but God has said, hang on, it's going to be a little while, but our priorities, what is important to us? It's always said that sometimes our priorities are given by how we give, how we celebrate, how we share together. And this is so important in the fact that our wallet speaks volumes about what we think is important. Where do we spend our money? Where do we invest in? What is good for our character? What is good for this test? And we are reminded that our priorities speak volumes. If God is important in my life, no matter what, I will find time for Him. I will seek Him with all my heart. I will open up the doors and windows of my mind. Where my money goes, there is my heart. And Peter is trying to remind us that God has given us a wonderful inheritance God has eternal rewards for us in store, and that He's going to bless us. And this word reminds us that, yeah, we're going to be refined by fire. I don't agree that every test is a result of God. I don't agree that we're going to get some sickness and death because God has put it on our life. I'm not about that. But I do know that we're going to go through some things. Some people will have cancer. Others will have sickness. I have a surgery coming up in about a month. I can't say that God put that surgery in my life. Some things I did were running and jumping and falling off a ladder. There's a multitude of things. But I need to get my ankle repaired. So that's going to be some discomfort, and it's going to go through a little bit of a pain in the process, but there'll be healing coming. Though you've not seen Him, we must believe in Him. Our priorities say that although I haven't seen God, I need to continue to trust in Him and let Him fill me with inexpressible joy and the salvation and receive that. What Peter is saying to the church is, yeah, hold on for just a little while. Trust in God. Lean not on your own understanding. Acknowledge Him today. Get your persistence with God. Be consistent and persistent. And put your priorities in line. Let your life speak what is important to you. No matter what you are going through today, God has promised you His love and His grace. He didn't say He would take it away from you, but He said He would be with you through all things. And afterwards, in James, we are told that we'll receive the crown of life that God has promised to all of us. One day that will come to pass. In the process, align your persistence and your priorities. We're going to close this time together with a song, and then send you on your way and prepare us for our 11 o'clock worship. Father, this morning. Bless your people, Father. Anoint them today with your presence. Give us your grace and mercy, Father, to complete us. Walk with us, God, that no matter what we're going through today, that your hands of grace will be upon us. Open your arms of love. Renew in us a steadfast hope, Father. Put our eyes fixed on the author and perfecter of our faith. Father, let us see Jesus in all that we do. And we'll thank you and we'll praise you. In your holy name, I pray. Amen. Amen. Have an awesome day.